Everybody, here we are. It's Sunday, and we have a new episode from our podcast, Dirty Badass. But I can't do it for my own because I need my girlfriend for it. Hey, Clarissa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Yep, I'm fine too. Thank you.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, what want we talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about Tibet, of course, because yeah, that's the best. And we're going to talk about how they are with their friends and how close are they with the gang and who are their best friends and everything. So, I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that can be really funny.
Absolutely. So, if we look at Bad and Tina, they have like very mutual friends because they are like, in one and the same gang, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a family, I think.
Yeah, more like a family. It's not really more friends, I guess. More family, yeah, because they are like living so close to each other and doing so many things also. So yeah, more like a family. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think they are really like a family. And in the Generation Q, it's not Angie who called Shane Auntie Shane or Uncle Shane.
Uncle Shane, yeah. And
Auntie, yeah, why?
And Auntie Alice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's more like a family. I think when you're so very close to each other, I can see it in my own group. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has two children and two boys, and they always call me Auntie Clarissa. So that's, I truly
know
that's going through. So yeah,
that's so cute.
And you know what the funny thing is, my name is like very difficult for those little ones, and they're pretty doing well trying to sit out. So yeah, even my own niece and nephew, because I'm an aunt of course, don't pronounce my name. It's always the last four letters of my name.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if they really need something from me, it's always, Auntie, can I ask you something? And then it's like, how much money is gonna cost me this? But no, they are really fun. So yeah, it's like you can see how strong the connection is from the gang. But what I miss in the Our Generation Q is like you have Beth, Shane and Alice. They are like really close. But if you look at the other characters, they are not like really a gang in like the original series.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a gang for herself. No, not really a gang, because we have Finley and Sophie who are for her own, then Danny and Sophie is for her own a lot of times outside, and so they are not really a gang, because the old gang was actually all the time together or did something when the whole gang wasn't available. There were then three or four of them together.
Yeah, exactly. Even when Tina was like with Henry and everything, even the gang was there also.
Yep.
So just like,
and I think that Max, Jenny and Shane was also a little gang for herself.
Yeah.
They lived together, but yeah.
Yeah, it was like the little roommate gang, I guess. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That can be possible.
Yeah. But if you well, and later we have Tasha, of course, is coming in. It's like mm-hmm. we started with the gang in the beginning was Dana, Beth, Tina, Alice, Shane.
Yeah, that's right. And when we see at season two, they were a little bit broken because Tina and Beth had a fight.
Yeah, they were separated because. God bless you.
And then they do a lot without Beth, or also do a lot without Tina then, because Tina and Beth don't work out together.
No, not really, but as for sure, they are doing a lot of more things with Tina than with Beth. But mm-hmm. later in the season, they are like also on Beth's side, and how awful it is, and how broken the gang is. So yeah,
because Tina, when she was with Helena, she wanted to introduce her also.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work out so well. I think when they were a couple. Later, when they were friends, then it worked out because she became friends with Alice. And I think Alice was the person who introduced her then more into the game, I think.
Yeah, I think so too, because we are totally agreeing with that. Everybody needs Alice and Helena in their life because they are so good friends together. And yeah, I think Alice is the best friend you need to have,
because she's
introducing everybody, and
she introduced Tasha, she introduced
Puppy.
Thank you.
And Shane introduced, of course, also Carmen.
Yep,
but. Mm. Eventually, you can see like the really good ones are sticking with the gang, so Tasha and Helena. But mm-hmm. you see later that Carmen, of course, she's leaving the gang because Shane leaves her at the altar.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be in the gang also anymore then. And
yeah, but I think it's a little bit sad that she leave also the gang, because it showed that she wasn't not so good with them, maybe. That is my opinion.
Yeah, about. I think so too, but I think it's also very hard to see your ex-girlfriend being in that gang. And
yes,
you want to, well, more like almost the ex-wife, because they wanted to marry. And
Yep.
It's hard, I guess. So I can't understand Carmen in that way, but if she was really into the gang, yeah, she should have stick there. Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think so too.
So, but to go back to the real original gang, like Dana, Alice, Beth, Tina, and Shane, we forgot Marina. She was only in season one, of course, but
yeah,
she was really into the gang too, and Jenny, of course, later on. So
yeah, I think that was Tina who introduced Jenny into the gang.
Definitely, yeah, because she were like neighbors from each other, of course, and Tina said, yeah, you can come over anytime you want and everything. But yeah, Jenny was a little bit scared, of course. And I think Tina and Jenny were also like from season one, like close. In season two, not so much. Three and four also. Three not. But if you look in season four and five, she is like really close to Jenny because she has to work with her, and she's really sticking with her. Yeah, even when the movie
they were
is
really
doing
good
so
friends,
well.
I think. So I think when somebody would ask, you know, which person from the gang who I would saying is Gina's best friend, I would say Jenny.
Yeah, you would say Jenny, not Helena.
Yeah, because I think Helena and Gina wasn't so good friends. I mean, when we see how they sit together in season four, when Gina said to her, yeah, she lose her job now, she is fired. I think that isn't a good friend.
No.
I'm sure I get Gina that she wants to keep that job, but she don't fight for her.
No, not really. I have to agree.
And I can't agree with Gina that she do it. Then to sit there and say to Helena, yeah, you are fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also Helena wants to be there for Gina, but I think she pushed her away from herself. That's my opinion.
Yes, if you will look at season four, I think so. But later on, Dylan appears to come back. And I think Gina was also very on Helena's side to protect her.
Yes.
So,
but I mean, yeah, she had this idea with to prove Dylan, but I think Gina hadn't actually a right to say something because I think she is so good friend for her. And yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I truly understand you. I get your point, and yeah. I only think she was a good friend for like protecting Helena a little bit against Dylan, mm-hmm. but not the best friend like she was for Jenny. Absolutely
yes.
not. So we're gonna stick with that. Jenny is like the best friend for Tina, but Shane not so much, I guess. Also not. I'm just Mm-mm. really looking. Well, in season one, Alice and Tina are like very close.
Yes. Because Alice is also there for her when Tina, when Ben cheated on her. Oh my gosh, my. And she let her living on her couch.
Yes.
And that's a really good friend for her, yeah. But I think it stopped also when she is with Henry and also when she is with Helena, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And in season 5 also. But do you remember when Alice started a job at the show? I forgot the name of it. But she should talk who is gay or who is not gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that it gives an actress, a very young actress, who played a character at the Les Girls, and she is maybe gay. And then it's Tina who said she shouldn't come back on the set again because she said that Nikki is gay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Tina, it's hard to say about Tina because of course she wants to do her job, and I think she is right because it's going about a character, about an actress in her movie, and the agency blackmailed her that she quiet than the Trump when it's come on. When she had her coming out or something else to the show. And it's a hard thing, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's like keeping your job, but also like betraying your friends. And yeah. I think that's not okay. But I can't really understand why Tina did it, but yeah. Also not, because those are your friends. And okay, it was not okay from Alice to out someone on TV, but that was her job, right?
Yes.
And I don't know. No, I don't think I can't really say it, because I think it's like a hard thing.
Yeah, I think it's easier to say that she was wrong with them what she did to Helena, because she had only her person in her mind, and that she want to keep this job. Mm-hmm. She don't fight for Helena. And I think in season 5, when she said that to Alice, you can see more how sorry she is actually, and that she don't want it actually, not because it's a friend, of course, and but she don't fight actually, not really for her also. But I mean, what should she say? Oh no, that's my friend. I can't say to her that she can't come back on the set. That's that she would lose her job maybe. And
yeah, and she needs to feed her daughter also, because she's a single parent. Not really, because Beth was also there. But yeah, I get it. But it's not fair to be sure. But
I think she wants to be a good friend.
But she had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think she's actually in a point, maybe a good friend for Shane, or was it? Because she gave her the job at the hairdresser for the movie.
That's true. Yeah, Tina like did a lot of things for Shane with work and everything, that she can go on with it. But I was just realizing that we forgot one particular person from the gang, and Kit. Also from the beginning.
Kit!
Yes, of course, Kit! I was like, oh my god, we forgot Kit! I think Kit is like everybody's friend.
Absolutely, and she was actually the best friend for Tina and for Beth. Also, I mean, sure, she was Beth's sister, but I think they had a very good friendship also, Beth and Kit.
Yes, definitely. Kit is like taking so many times Tina's side, like in the thing with her Beth and Kit's father, because Melvin was like kind of like an asshole. Mm-hmm. And when she that one time that she went to her father to say like they are together for so many years and now they're having a child together and you're not accepting it, I don't get it, you know. But Tina was also, I guess, a great friend for Kit too, because when Kit arrived at the house of Beth and Tina to apologize for all the things she did in the past to Beth, Tina said, you should give her a chance. It's not like she's willing to do something right now. And I think you should do something with it, Beth. And Beth didn't do it, but...
Yeah. That's true. And she want to say, actually, Kit, that Angus cheated on her.
Yeah, because she didn't want to have her, like, being in a lot of pain. And that cheating is not right.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But actually, she said it to her. Because Kit doesn't know it at the moment. And Tina believed she know. She knew it and said, when she had knew that Angus cheated on her, she had fired Ace or something else. She told her actually.
But Kit didn't know. And that was a kind of like sad, but also maybe a good thing from Tina. Because Yeah. Otherwise, still, I'm not getting over the fact that Angus and Kit, like, weren't together anymore in, like, season 4, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
It broke my heart because, yeah, Kit and Angus are, like, endgame. And
yeah.
So, also, I always think, like, Tina, you didn't do a good job, but she did. It's not okay to cheat. Which mm-hmm. I always think that Tina has no right to speak because mm-hmm. she's the worst of her own because she cheated with Henry on Bat, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Was that on Helena?
Yeah, to be sure. Yeah. Because they were exclusive. Definitely.
I think she cheated on her, really. Because, yeah, I mean, sure, she said, no, we aren't exclusive, but Helena said darling to her.
Yes.
I mean, it is exclusive. And she lied to her that she said, yeah, I'm going home now because I'm tired and I want to be for my own. And then she goes to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that broke my little Helen Tina heart.
But my Tibet heart was whole again.
Yeah, but that is so a fucking problem with me, you know? Because I love Tibet, but I love Helen Tina. On one side, it breaks my Helen Tina heart, but my Tibet heart gets bigger again. It was excited and happy, but I was also sad for Helen Tina.
Yeah, I get that because after watching a couple of times the L Word, I really getting into Helena and Tina. So Helen Tina, because I think they were like a very cute couple.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I look different now to it. So yeah. I get it. I really get it.
Yeah, I think Tina and Helena were a better couple than friends. When we look,
yeah, that's true. Like, also not the best couple. Because yeah. I think Beth and Tina needs to be the couple. Yeah. And but yeah, they were a better couple than friends, definitely.
Yeah. I think Helena is very similar from the character to Bet, but she don't in season 2 when you had something to Helena, oh that's wrong or something, you had a big problem on her because she don't let's say something to her, and then you had maybe a letter from Helena's liar because of blackmailing or something else, but it's not true. And,
oh god.
Yeah. So I think maybe Helena, I think that, no, not Helena, I think Tina, no, how should I say it? I think that Helena needed Tina to realize that she should maybe change something in her life.
I think so too. Definitely. Because Tina like showed Helena what love was.
Mm-hmm.
And that she don't needed her money or anything. And that's what the gang also did with Helena after she her mother was cutting her off money and she needed to make herself a living, and the gang never left her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the only one who wants really the money from Helena was Max. Because Max wants to be a boy and she needed the big money, and in the one episode she said, you have so rich friends, you have a Helena Peabody, and he don't give me the money what I need for.
Yeah, I think that was kind of like really, really rude from Max. I know mm-hmm. that she was changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not okay to say something about it, like, well, you have rich friends, why didn't they give me so many? And yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
True. Yeah. So but I think Helena and Max never had a good connection, actually.
No. Not at all.
Never
no.
See them together. They never talked, actually, not really.
No.
And yeah, I mean, in season 5, when she is back, or we can say season 6, because we saw Helena then more again, they were never next on the screen.
No, that's true. That's totally true. But yeah, if you look at Beth and Tina, they don't also have like a very good connection with Max.
Yep. Absolutely. When Tina had that cocktail party, and she invited Shane, Alice, Beth, Jenny, but not Max, because yeah, Max said it also. She can get it because Tina and her haven't the connection for, and so she isn't mad with her when he don't come to her.
True.
And yeah.
But also for Beth, it's not like she invited Max for a lot of things also. So
yeah, that's true.
So to come back on the thing that the best friends from Tina are like Jenny and Kit then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to go further on Beth,
it's easier, I think.
Because she has a lot of connections with all of the gangs, I guess.
Yeah, I think that is she don't changed when she was with Jody, or when she was with Candace, actually.
Yes. She was
all the time there for her friends, and come on, we can say it actually that she was also there for Helena, or when Helena would have a problem, she had come to bed.
Yes, also, and that's something I really like about Beth. She's like really forgiving.
Yeah.
And Helena was also, of course, with Tina, and yeah, after a while they were just like being good friends and everything, and I was like, what changed so much that you liked Helena in yeah, just one way? But yeah, that was cute, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think she is more of a friend to Alice and Jane and
yes,
Dana. But not so big to Jenny and Max, of course. And not so much to Carmen.
No, I don't. Well, if you to look at like the Our Generation Q, of course they have like that little gang, Alice and Shane. Mm-hmm. Those are the best friends from Beth, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Shane maybe even more than Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like really they have a really good connection.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you look like in the original series, it's more like Dana and also not really Tasha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you said, not Jenny, also not Max. If you look in season 6, she is like really mad on Jenny for like telling she's cheating on Tina again with Kelly Wentworth, which is not. And yeah,
she is a lot of times actually mad of Jenny.
I get that, because Jenny is pretty fucking annoying, but against Beth, of course. And yeah, it's just something really stupid, I guess, Jenny and Beth's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she says in the Our Generation Q, when Dani asks her, like, if you go for mayor, what are the things we should know? Mm-hmm. Are important, what happened in your life before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, yeah, a friend of mine committed suicide in my garden, in my mm-hmm. pool.
And then she was talking about Jenny, and I was like, your friend. Well, that was not really something I was going for, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Beth is like a very social person, and I think next to Shane, her best friend is still also her sister Kit.
Yeah, that's true. She helped Kit actually when she wanted buying the planet.
Yeah.
She helped her actually also with Angus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, it wasn't okay not to say something to her own sister when eventually knows that Angus cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that maybe because she's also a cheater or was a cheater to Tina and don't want that it ruined something because she knows that Kit would leave Angus then. And to this moment, I think Kit had not so a good motivation, I think, not to drink something.
True. Totally true. And I think that's the protection from better Kit.
Yeah.
So
because of that, because he knows that he would drinking something again. But she did also, and maybe I think that was the reason that she don't want that to know it, I think.
Yeah, I think
and
so too.
That she don't get hurt, actually.
Definitely. I'm totally agreeing with you. She was just protecting her sister from starting drinking again, making stupid mistakes, and yes. But Kit was also very supportive against Beth, and mm-hmm. also Beth was also supportive to Kit when she is having her new music and going to, like, in the first season that they're all sitting in the car, like Dana, Alice, Shane, Beth, Tina, and that they're going to Slim Daddy's studio to see Kit performing a video clip mm-hmm. for her new music. And yeah, even then Beth is saying, like, I don't think my sister really wants this, but yeah, we need to support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that scene so much.
Yeah, me too. And there is a scene in season 5 when it comes out that Tina and Beth had the affair.
Mm-hmm.
That Kit was also in her tent with Beth. And she won't protect her actually for Tina because she knows how it ends with Tina, how big they fight it about Angie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kit don't want actually that Tina and Beth comes together again. Because of that all, because yeah, she's the big sister, she had to protect her. But in the end of season 5, I knew now that it was Alice and Tasha actually who said, look at this pupil, they belong together. And Tasha said then, yes.
I could see them together.
And Kit was it who said and something that they belongs together forever actually.
Yes.
And so we see she supported the relationship of her sister after at all. And yeah, I like it. I want a Kit actually to my sister.
Yeah, me too. I know I have a sister, but she's not kids. And sorry if she hears this, but whatever. Kid is like the sister we everybody wants, I guess.
Yeah, because she forgot also or forgive Beth also what she did with Angus, that she don't say it to her. And so Kit is a really good sister.
Definitely.
And when we go further on the on the Generation Q, that is really a good sister actually for Kit also, because of the death of Kit, she wants to getting the Metro, and
it is nothing to say more about it.
Yeah, so I think maybe the best friend of that is maybe Kit, but yeah. Still it's Shane also, I yes. think.
And then Alice, yes, of course. Also, Alice is her ex-girlfriend, which I
am.
It's so stupid to say, but you have to agree with me. Alice and Bet. I don't see it in front of me. I know there is a scene that they are like in the opera and doing some pretty amazing stuff, but.
I don't see them as cute.
No, and they dated for 6 weeks, and that Beth said, "Yeah, I did you a favor to end it." Yes, you did that because you truly don't belong to Alice. So, I think the best friends from Beth are like Kit, Shane and Alice for sure. But Beth and Tina, are they like a really good fitting into the gang, right? Like they are like the head of the gang, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But in season 4, also on the end of season 4, is Tina actually a good friend for Beth also? When she wants to help her with Cody.
Yes, but that was only to get her back.
Yes.
And Tina was like playing that very good. Mm-hmm. Because everything she says was coming from her heart, that she really wanted Beth back, and Beth realized that in season 5, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
After so many hints halfway season 4 that she tells that she misses her and that she wanted to get back. She didn't say it, but she let it feel, and Beth didn't saw it, but okay. Even in season 4, yes, Tina and Beth had a really great friendship.
But I would say actually Tina said it took the flowers, because in one episode they're sitting into the living room and Tina said something that she missed her, that she weakened her, and that she regret actually to be with Henry before and leave her, and then she said I love you. Yes. And that thing, she said it as friends and said, yeah, I love you too. Tina meant it actually in love, and Beth don't see it because she was so in love with Jody, and you see it actually at first when they were together in the fever.
Yeah,
but I don't get it, not really how, because Tina don't give her in this moment nothing.
No, not really.
Also, I mean, she said, yeah, she wants to hide herself for Brenda. Oh, I keep a name. Yay!
Very good. Oh, sorry.
And she said, she said that Beth is really lucky to have Jody, and Beth said yes, and then Tina won't leave, and Beth grabbed her arm, and so I don't get it, because I think that Tina maybe closed the chapter with Beth in this moment because she knows she had lost her, and she knows that it's her own fault because she pushed her away when she wanted to be with Henry. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so I don't get it how Beth realized that Tina wants her back, actually.
Well, I think that was growing in the episodes, because at the end of season 4, before Beth is moving to New York to visit Jody with the iron thing, like 17 reasons why, mm-hmm. when she left in the living room, she kisses Tina a goodbye, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think then it started between them. Because in the first episodes, they are looking for a preschool for Angie, playing that they were a couple. Beth said that. And further in the season 5, they have that fighting class with kids to defend herself. Looking how close they are to each other, Beth and Tina. I think that's all the signals Beth could get from Tina from the end of season 4 until the Shebar kiss. And what you said is like Tina started dating again also. Mm-hmm. And being with a lot of girls. And she still kept talking about Beth and Angie. And all those girls are like, yeah, whatever. Maybe she'd go back to your ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And Beth heard that, of course, because she walks into Tina when she had a date. And those are the signals that Beth was like, I need her back. She needs to be with me.
Yeah. And it was Alice or Shane who said to Beth, I guess, are you sure that Tina don't love you?
Yes.
And Beth said, yeah, sure. We are friends. She helped me with Jody. She can't love me. And yeah, maybe how you said that it's maybe a signal too, that she realized I want to be with Tina. And there's also a scene when Angie had a swim lesson and Tina was in the pool and opened her bikini and she lied there and had nothing on her body. Actually, only the pants of the bikini and not more. And Beth come out and she stopped at first when she saw it because she doesn't know what to do. And I think that's a big signal that she loves Tina still.
True. If you oh my god.
And I mean the conversation from them also, because Beth joked actually when she said, yeah, haven't you something or have you sex with someone? And Tina said no. And then she said, but I also had a lot of months. No sex with you when we are together. And Beth said that, oops. Oh, ouch. yeah, Tina was a little bit pissed off. But I think it can be possible that they flirt with each other still.
Oh my god, yes.
Don't see it, maybe.
Yes. They were definitely flirting to each other. Right on that pool scene that Beth asked her, like, so what are you doing for sex? And Tina is asking, you are asking me that I'm getting laid. Yeah, is that off limits too? Beth says. And yes, it is love off limits, because when I was with you, I didn't go without going out of months when we were together. And that was like the ouch version, like, and yeah, they were definitely flirting with each other in that scenes and the scenes after it. Even
I think how you said in that class where they had a flirt with each other also, but with the eyes actually, over.
Well, if you look at I'm not really a good flirt, but if I should flirt, I should do it like that because I think it works. And when they like switching partners because Jenny need to do something with the teacher of the self-defending class, and Bet and Tina are going together, and Bet is pulling her arms around Tina's neck, and she's literally sniffing like a smell taking of her neck and breathing a little bit in her ear. You don't have to say anything, but if you do that, it's done. It's flirting. It's even like giving a signal like, I want to have sex with you. Done. Period. So, yeah. That's what we're, what she needed to realize that they belong together.
That's true. But I'm thinking more about it, I see it.
So
thank you.
You're welcome. You're looking in thinking in pictures again. But
don't say this. You remembered me or something. Oh no.
Okay, I'm sorry. To go back to the friends thing, yes, Bert and Tina are the head of the whole gang and keeping the gang together. And in season 6, the gang is like splitting up a little bit because Shane slept with Nikki Stevens and Jenny was heartbroken about it. And Bert.
But it was actually Jenny who split it up.
Yes, but Bert and Tina are like having a real hard time, right? Because Tina was on the side from the okay people, like the not cheaters, like Tasha and Max, and who was more on that table?
I guess it was Alice.
No. Alice, Shane. Jenny was also on the table with Tina. And on the other table, you have Bet, Alice, Shane. Yeah.
Kit?
No, Kit was Switzerland.
And the... Yeah, why? Like Helena, the little Switzerland.
They were like in between it. They don't want to change sides. And I think that was also like the gang was broken apart in season 2 because Bet cheated on Tina. And in season 6, they also had a problem. But at the end of season 6, you can see how close they are to each other, the gang, with Bet and Tina also in it, when Jenny had suicide. Yeah. And they never betray each other and sticking up with each other. And that's what you need in a gang. And that's what the L word shows us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't say
nothing more because you said it so perfectly.
I should say that if you're really having a good friendship in a group, like you're having a gang and you have a gang like that, it's okay. You don't need anything else in like having friends. So
Yep. I think that's
great. Nice. And
I can say when I saw the Albert for the first time and I saw the gang on the end with Tasha, Kit, Helena, how they are, I want to be in it. I want them. I said,
yeah, why not?
Because
I get that. So don't be ashamed of thinking that you want to be a part of the gang, because I think everybody wants to be a part of the gang.
Yeah, I think that's
only true. I miss someone at the end of season 6 with the whole gang.
Dana
should have been there.
Yeah, absolutely. Dana deserved better.
Yes, definitely. I don't know what to say. It always breaks my heart to see Dana die in
yeah,
the L words.
But there you see how close they are, each other again, because they know all that they weren't there for Dana, actually. They had all their own problems, and but so they want to be there for Dana to give her the last wish, what she had. And I think Shane was one of the persons who had the biggest problem with it, because she had to fight with Carmen and Dana died at the same moment and she wasn't there for her. And yeah, Shane had a big problem with them, that she lost her friend and don't supported her actually. And
yeah, that's totally true. There's nothing I can say more about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say anymore about it. It's just like the gang is like really good, and yeah.
I think they are best friends, actually, all together, but they are best friends, how we found out, with Beth, with Alice, Shane and kids, Tina with Jenny and kids, and Alice and Helena are good friends, and Alice and Shane are friends together alone, and Dana and Alice were friends together, and Shane and Jenny, of course, too. And yeah,
that's it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it too.
I was just like thinking about, we always talk about the Jennifer of Laurel posted something, but we didn't have that this week, right?
Oh,
it's very cool.
We have nothing heard from Laurel, from Lou this week, and nothing from Chad. No. So
I think they are very, very, very busy with filming Generation Q for the second season, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that too.
So.
They want to be together in the free time, maybe.
Yes, I'm still hoping for a big Tibet wedding. Yay! So, yeah, I think we should end this amazing episode, what we talked about. And let the people know that we will be back next Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. And in some weeks, we have a little surprise then with our podcast.
I do.
Yeah. Because I think we can say, because you are then here in my county, and then we can do it together with one account, actually. We can talk about better then, about our lovely Tibet. And maybe we can try a live stream about Instagram.
That is such a good idea, and I hope a lot of people will join us in the live stream, that we can answer some questions.
So people think about what you want to know from us, or about anything you can ask us about Tibet again, about Tina, about Beth, about Lou, about Jennifer, about the Elred, anything. When we have time and a day and a time, once we do it, we can try it out to go live.
And I think it's like we'll tell the people a day before when we're gonna do it. So yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited already. Such an amazing thing.
Yeah. I am too.
So I will hear from you next Sunday.
Yeah, you can hear next Sunday again for me.
I loved this episode again.
Yeah, of course I loved it too. And I loved the idea that we talked about the friendships together with what they had. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. So,
I love it.
Me too. So, goodbye then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye.